You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
WMDX 92.7. This is the John and Gordy Extravaganza, the place to be.
It's the hullabaloo. It's the shindig.
Yes. It's the mad pad.
It is.
Overlooking State Street, just a block away from the Capitol.
Yes, the site of the Madison Night Market last night. There were thousands of people out on the street. It was fantastic. It was
looks great like to the see Mardi Gras out there. I mean, they have such a huge mess to clean up.
Actually, it's completely clean out there this morning. They have a great cleanup crew. Yeah, it was kind of like the Mardi Gras. I saw my neighbors there who spent a lot of time in New Orleans.
Oh, I missed them.
They were there before you got there.
Oh.
They stopped by. They said they brought back all kinds of beads for the gazebo in my
backyard.
Did
they ask you to take off your shirt?
No, they didn't. Somehow, they did not do that.
Sam, you know what they're doing.
You're right. I forgot at first, but then I put two and two together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, it's better than, you know, show us your, you know.
Right.
That's what they really say.
Okay. Yeah, it was a lot of fun last night. It was a good time. And we met a lot of people and saw some old friends, and it was wonderful.
It was.
And we'll have another Madison Night Market coming up in June. Not sure
is
what
that
the
right?
date. Yes. June. Well, it goes June. Yeah, it goes all the way through
well,
October.
Well, just about a month from now, right?
Yeah, just about a month from now.
Every month.
That's right. Yeah, so happy Friday, the 10th day of May. It's a little chilly out there this morning.
It is, again.
I think we have a frost advisory till 8 a.m., but looks like on our WMDX thermometer outside the WMDX window, it's 36 degrees already downtown.
Wow.
What does your WMDX watch say about it, the Samsung
watch? It's always on top of this, so the WMDX Samsung watch indicates that it's about 36 degrees right now.
Oh, well, we agree, though.
Little ice on the puddles out there.
Crystal. Okay. good morning, John and Gordy and Sam from Sherry in Horicon.
Sherry. Yeah, we haven't heard from Sherry in a while.
Yeah, I think she's been on vacation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know what really surprised me about the night market last night?
What was that?
How many listeners and how many fans we had show up to our booth?
Yeah.
I never expected to have a fan club surrounding us.
Oh, really?
But it's great.
Well,
yeah.
it's great that they listen to the other announcers on the station, but no one gets up early enough to hear John and Gordy. I feel kind of left out.
Well, yeah. People sleep in nowadays.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
Everybody's doing that. That's why these morning shows are so difficult to operate.
Is that why? Hey, today is the first Friday of the Free Ticket Friday giveaway. We have a four-pack of Brewer tickets we'll be giving away.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll tell you more about that as we go along in just a few minutes.
High round 74 today, by the way. I just
74?
Yeah.
Okay.
We didn't even get to use the machines.
Well,
you just gave it away to us.
Well, we can still...
That's a Samsung watch.
That's just the Samsung watch.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, it's time for the lottery balls, right? Let's get the balls out.
I feel like they have to pay me for this. I'll get a hold of Samsung getting all this free advertising.
Says a six.
Uh-huh.
Second ball. Come on. It's a nine.
We got to grease up this machine. It's not working.
You grease your balls?
Okay. Get the WD-40 out. That stuff works for everything.
Well, anyway, it's a little low. I still think 74 degrees feels like it could be the actual temperature high today.
Okay,
well, how about the sunset?
70s?
Let's look at the sunset today.
Okay, let's look at that.
And that will be at 8:08.
8:08. Okay. All right. Good to know. I'm writing that down. Right. I don't want to miss it.
Definitely bring that up a few times on the program.
A little bit later, Rocker will be in because it's Friday, and we'll have the Max Inc. preview. That'll be a lot of fun, a lot of local music to catch up on.
Yeah, a little bit later on, after 7 o'clock, we'll talk a little bit about the Pope.
Yeah, there's a new Pope, Pope Leo.
The 14th.
The 14th Leo.
Yeah.
He's from Chicago.
He is.
Yeah. Southsider. White Sox fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, somebody originally had said he was a Cubs fan, but that had to be corrected immediately.
Yeah, that was his mother, apparently, was a Cubs fan.
It's very strange, isn't it? I mean, you know,
all these
very, very specific.
First Pope from the USA.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, see what that's all about. He speaks like 4 or 5 languages.
I know.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got a whole bit on that from The Daily Show.
Excellent.
And I'm going to rely on them for all the drop-ins. I normally put a little, you know,
right?
few voicers in here, but she has them all. Desi Elitic does a bit on it.
Excellent.
They're on top of these things. Have
I
you
know
noticed?
They are. Yes. Well, they yes. They're right on
they
top
get
of
this
it.
Stuff done in a couple of hours and put it out there. Maybe I'm just easily satisfied with, you know, kind of so-so humor.
Well, it's
but
a big worldwide story. I'm sure they had extra people on alert, you know,
yes.
just waiting to see if that white smoke would come out of the chimney.
You can't stop the comics.
No.
Boy, they know how to
write
a good joke.
They're right on it. Okay. Let's check the calendar and see what days it may be.
Yeah, what is
today.
It today? Show me your...
No, stay away from the screen. Is it or is it not National Knockout Rose Day? Is it or is it not National Board Game Day? National Sleepover Day? Is it that? Is it National Alphabet Magnet Day? National Want to Have a Catch Day? National Clean Up Your Room Day, or National Lipid Day? Which one of those days does not belong, John
well,
Peterson?
It's not National Lipid Day.
You're wrong.
Oh,
it is.
You're, no.
It's right there. I'm looking at it.
Yes, the high density and low density lipids. We must celebrate those.
We'll get to lipids in a moment. Sam, do you have a guess, or did you snooze your way through
my
this?
My guess is not board game day.
You're correct.
Oh, all right.
I thought I hid that one pretty well, but okay. You're right on top
you
of
did.
It.
You did. I would have said that, too, except son has developed a new board game.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to market it eventually.
Really?
Yes. And then we're going to kick him out of the house, but, but
well,
yeah, he's got one.
What's it
called? Or kind of role-playing. Board game.
Do you have a name for it, or do you not want to say it because it's so good?
It's a trade secret.
No, it's a trade secret. Okay. You can't tell anybody
okay.
this.
Okay, it's National Lipid Day. There's a lot of long medical terms in this, so I'm not going to go deep into the weeds on it, but it's National Lipid Day. Each year brings awareness to, Sam, dyslipidemia. Does that sound like a word to you? Dyslipidemia is an abnormal amount of lipids. Which, you know, cholesterol or fat in the blood. In developed countries, most dyslipidemias and hyperdyslipidemia, just observe Lipid Day today. Okay, let's move on. I'm not going to, this is so,
wow.
God. It's National Clean Up Your Room Day. Yeah, do you have a bedroom that just is just clothes laying all over the place and your bed is unmade and all that stuff? Well, today's the day out of the whole year. You should clean up your room.
Oh, yeah.
You should actually do it every day, but, you know, a lot of people don't.
Well, you're talking to the kids at home, but, you know, those kids who are in apartments.
Yeah.
You know, clean up your damn apartment.
Clean up your damn room.
Sometimes, you know, I told you the story about the guy who had beer bottles, didn't I? Remember?
No. What?
Well,
no.
Yeah, you know, I do the census, and I go into people's homes sometimes, and this kid downtown... apparently likes to drink out of a bottle, and when I got in there, he has all the bottles upright
on
the floor, just all bottles. There's no floor. It's just all bottles. You know, and he can't walk into the room. He's created pathways.
No kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
This was in the kids' room?
No, this is the kids' apartment.
Okay.
Yeah, a student apartment down here.
Oh, man.
And, yeah, there are bottles all over the damn place, on the countertops, everywhere.
That's nuts.
That's, like, impressive.
That's what I thought, too. I thought, wow, this is really impressive. Weird and bad.
All at the same time.
I hope somewhere along the way he kind of rinsed the bottles out before he lined them up on the floor.
You would hope.
Yikes.
Well, anyway, it's National Clean Up Your Room Day. So yeah. Spring cleaners get their wish granted each year on National Clean Up Your Room Day on May 10th. Children often dread this parent-appreciated day. Though some years, the observance arrives with perfect timing for Mother's Day. See, there's a tie-in to Mother's Day.
Clean it up because mom will be happy. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you have to clean up your room a lot as a kid? Were you messy?
I was pretty clean. Yeah, pretty clean.
Sam, how about you?
Did
you have to share your room with your brother?
For a big chunk of it, yeah. Until I was like 11 or 12, I had to share a room with my brother. You know, Hippie Christmas is going on right now.
Right now?
Uh-oh.
All of the students are moving out of UW.
Yeah. Really?
They're all cleaning out their rooms.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's also National Want to Have a Catch Day. If you like, you know, your baseball, now's the time to get out the baseball glove and have a catch with your dad or your mom or whoever.
You know, the saddest thing about kind of giving up the old glove is you put so much time into buying just the right glove and
seasoning it, oiling it, and
creating that perfect pocket
right
where the ball just kind of falls right into it, no matter how hard it's hit, no matter how high it is.
Yeah.
You just really grab that thing, it mm-hmm. falls right into the glove.
Yeah.
And then you just have to kind of give it up eventually.
Put it away.
It just sits there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of sad.
It is. There should be a National Glove Preservation Day.
John, why don't we play catch someday?
Yeah,
if your kids won't play catch with you, I'll play catch with you.
Oh, that sounds great.
Well,
let's go out to State Street.
Yeah. We go out to States right out here.
Yeah, we have the John and Gordy balls.
Let's bring our gloves. Yeah, we do. It's National Knockout Rose Day. If you're into roses, I guess this is a day for you. Friday before Mother's Day, plant those roses. National Sleepover Day. So, I guess you can observe that if you want to.
Yeah.
And that's it. Oh, National Alphabet Magnet Day.
Oh, yeah.
As a picture of...
We should have been talking about that all this time.
As a picture of a refrigerator covered with alphabets. A brief time for history, Sam.
Oh, sure. Why not?
Because we have Pam Yonke, I believe.
That's right. Pam's coming up in just a bit. Well, you mentioned Mother's Day. Today in 1914, the very first Mother's Day was celebrated when Woodrow Wilson proclaimed it.
Really? 1914.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Today in 1960, the FDA. What? What's so funny, John?
I'm reading Doug's text to us. He says, it's replace Doug with AI Day today.
Oh, that's great.
He says, I can't believe you guys did this. Yesterday I woke up, turned on the show, only to find out on air that you were replacing me with AI. I mean, you could have called.
Sorry,
we're
Doug.
We're so sorry, Doug.
Surprise. Yeah. Anything else you want to mention for history?
Yeah,
Sam?
Last thing here. Today in 1964, Louis Armstrong unseated the Beatles after they had held the number one spot on the Billboard charts for 3.5 months with Hello Dolly.
Wow.
Isn't that something? All right, Pam Yonke's right around the corner on John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. Beautiful, beautiful sunny day so far.
It's cool in Madison, 36 degrees. Some areas are even in the low 30s or even upper 20s. A little frost advisory out there till 8 o'clock. Highs today in the low 70s. And Pam Yonke joins us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, fellas. Yeah, it is a beautiful morning. I mean, I'm on the west side of Madison right now, and not any frost in sight here, but some folks on my talk text line this morning sent pictures of frost on their truck tops and rooftops, so it's out there.
Wow. That must be in northern Wisconsin, right? Or is that near here?
Hey, Cheetah.
Oh, hey, Tichita. Tichita, yeah.
Cheetah, okay.
Well, you know some people in
What? No, I just remember Bambi Bembenek.
Yes, Bambi Bembenek. Yes,
That's the only reason I know Tichita.
Me
Bambi
too.
Bambi Bembenek. Boy, that's a name from the past. Why do I know that name? Yeah. What was she famous for?
Well, she was a cop that killed her boyfriend or somebody and ended up in Tichita. Then she broke out, and remember they started that song, "Run Bambi, Run."
That's right. Yes. That was a great memory. Yeah, those were the days.
You never know what you're going to get.
That's
know.
Right. Okay.
Well, all right, let's talk cows, okay? Because that's what it's all about here in Wisconsin, kids and cows.
Cows and
fill
kids.
Fill us in.
Okay.
It's a pretty cool program. I've been watching it for a couple years now. The formal name is Adopt a Cow. And it is handled through our Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And what it does is pair classrooms with kids from all across Wisconsin and even outside of Wisconsin with dairy farms. And what they do is follow the life of a baby calf from essentially birth to 6 months of age. And last year, we've been doing it in Wisconsin about 5 years. Last year, more than 55,000 school kids in over 1,800 classrooms in Wisconsin and beyond followed these baby calves. And so what the dairy farmers do is share videos and pictures, at least on a monthly basis, if not more often. The kids can virtually meet with the farmers. If they're close enough, they can come out to the farm. And I'm telling you, these kids become absolutely fascinated with these baby calves.
Wow.
They get a chance. Well, they can get involved in trying to name them.
Yep.
Then they send the baby calves birthday cards. They send the baby calves Christmas cards. they just get very, very engaged with following these calves. And right now, they're looking for the 2026 dairy farms that want to participate. Any dairy farm is welcome. Doesn't matter what cattle, you know, what dairy cattle you have, Holstein, Guernsey, Jersey, whatever it is. And it doesn't matter the size of the farm. You just have to basically be able to commit to taking pictures of the calves or videos of the calves to share with the kids and really be ready for an awful lot of question and answer. Because as you can imagine, I think the age group that they're striking for are fourth graders. And as you can imagine, a lot of question yeah. about everything from how do you feed them, how do you take care of them, where do they go to the bathroom. I mean, you're going to get everything.
Yeah.
But it has turned into be, I just love to hear the stories about how engaged the kids get. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, even the teachers are engaged in the process because some of the calves may now be the mothers of some of the new calves. And some of the teachers that have done it for the past 5 years kind of get involved in that story too. So it's pretty cool.
How many kids?
You can see those.
How many kids are traumatized by watching the birth of a cat?
What do you mean?
I don't know that they next necessarily get the up close bird's eye view of
all
that.
All right.
It might just be a still picture right after baby's on the ground. But you can check it out at discoverdairy.com /adopt-a-cow.
All right. Well, while we're on the subject here, why don't we talk about beef? There was a UK deal done yesterday, big announcement, and we're going to export some beef in this country. But I always thought that because of the high price of beef, that we didn't have a lot of beef around here. What's going on?
Yep. So what we're focused in on is just that it's the beginning of, I guess we'll call it compromise. So Wall Street really rallied hard yesterday. It's not doing that quite so much this morning. But agriculture's got a couple key ingredients in the conversation with the United Kingdom. So the first item is 13,000 metric ton of U.S. beef that would be allowed into the U.K. without tariffs. Now, your point's well taken that beef here in the United States is at a premium because our cattle numbers are just not real robust. What is different about many of our international markets is they're looking for different types of beef than we want in the United States. Mm. For example, things like tripe, the stomach yep. of an animal. Yep. We call these variety meats. Tongue, some of that type of thing, are much more attractive in international markets than they are here in the United States. Mm. And that is some of the 13,000 metric ton that would be sought after in the United Kingdom.
Sure.
We're not sending them our prime rib per se. We're not sending them our whole meat, muscle meats generally, but it would be the variety meats, we call them the hearts, some of those kinds of things that are not necessarily as lucrative in the United States, but hold higher value in mm-hmm. the United Kingdom. The other items that were on the tariff free list include ethanol.
Yeah.
That would be zero tariffs. And dairy exports, we got to keep an eye on. $19.5 million of dairy exports went to the United Kingdom last year alone, and we still don't know where that stands.
Yeah.
Okay, Pam.
All right. It looks like a great market for ethanol anyway. Yeah. All right.
Well, Pam, thank you very much. You have a great day, weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah.
Sounds good. You too.
All right.
Thanks, Pam. That's Pam Yonke. The Midwest Farm Report, actually, is coming up next. Everything about food and farm and getting it to your table. And coming up in our next hour, Rocker will be joining us about an hour from now.
Idiocracy's next.
Max Inc. Preview. Yes, Idiocracy right around the corner. And the free ticket, Friday Brewers ticket giveaway coming up.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
This is grade A, weapons grade stupidity.
Just doing my civic duty, sir.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Duh. Yeah. Dumb.
Yep.
6:35, chilly this morning, low 30s, highs in the low 70s today, beautiful sunshine all day long, and it's Friday. It's the first Friday of our free ticket Friday giveaway of Brewers tickets, a four-pack of tickets. Should we do this right now? Let's do this right now. What do you say, Sam? Right. Big thumbs up.
Yeah, that sounds great, and I want Sam also to just be alert. We're going to get to a Jon Stewart red lightsaber.
Okay, stand by for that.
We can have a lightsaber battle in the studio?
No, a daily show clip for everybody out there.
I hope so.
I noticed that I didn't put a cut number on that, so if you could just search it out, I believe it's this month.
Why didn't you put a number on it?
I'm just not...
Lazy.
He likes to challenge me.
I don't have time. Hey, did I mention it's a free Ticket Friday giveaway? For Brewers tickets, four pack of tickets. We're going to do this every Friday,
yes.
All the way through the season, the way through September.
Mm-hmm.
So every Friday, you listeners will have a chance to win a four pack of Brewer tickets to an upcoming game. And all you have to do is listen for the keyword on Friday mornings throughout the day between 9 a.m. Well, no, between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Okay. Now, your chance to win a four-pack of Brewer tickets, all you need to do is to tune in here. Now, when you text in, make sure that the keyword is the first word that you text on that text, okay? The first and only word, okay? Our show's keyword for the four-pack of Brewer tickets, and it's, by the way, it's for the Friday, May 16th game. Mm-hmm. That is the game that you will be going to. So if you can't go to that game that day, don't... Yeah. Enter, you know, May 16th.
Start time 7:10 p.m.
Okay, and that's against Minnesota, the Twins. Okay, so our keyword here is run, R-U-N. Now, just get on the Civic Media app. If you don't have that app, just download it in the Apple or Google store. Find our station, WMDX. Mm-hmm. Use the text button to send the keyword, which is run, again, R-U-N, to be entered to win. This is a statewide contest, so you can listen throughout the day for other keywords and enter in, and you'll have a chance to win those tickets. Again, this is for Friday, May 16th, against the Minnesota Twins. The keyword is run. Okay?
All right. Well, that sounds great.
Yes. All right.
Now,
ticket exchanges are not allowed, by the way. Winners must accept those tickets for that game.
You get what you get. You don't throw a fit.
Oh, God. Sam, that's a good way to put it.
Yes. Okay. You said it, not us.
Right.
All right. Idiocracy. That's what it's all about here, right?
It is.
Well, this was kind of a shocker. If you may have heard this story earlier in the week, well, here it is. The insurrectionist traitors are now working for Homeland Security and ICE. House Republicans just voted, of course, to allow the January 6th insurrectionists to work at the Department of Homeland Security. It sounds like a great idea, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. What a deal.
Yeah, the people who attacked the Capitol are now part of the federal government and working for ICE and the Department of Homeland Security. I don't know. I just don't trust them.
Well,
for some reason, I just don't think this is right. The call is coming from inside the fascist house that we have here. You know, this is Trump's big idea.
Mm.
It's just fair, right? Well, we have a Democrat who doesn't think it's exactly the thing we should do, and this is Representative Dan Goldman. His reaction to this.
Sure, I understand what this bill is talking about. Is it true that the Department of Homeland Security is charged with keeping our homeland safe?
Yes.
And so would we want people convicted of invading the most sacred monument in our homeland to be then responsible for keeping our homeland safe? Is that what this bill prevents?
That's what this bill prevents, Mr. Goldman.
Oh,
all right,
God.
Thank you. I yield back.
Oh, yeah. Who is that respondent? Is that Pam Bondi? I mean, it sounds crazy enough to be Pam Bondi.
Either Pam Bondi or Homeland Security.
Tom Homan, that's...
No, there's...
There's another one?
Christy Noem?
Christy Noem? Yeah, maybe it is Christy Noem.
I think that's her.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Okay, we'll check on it.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
right. It's a bright day.
Doesn't that make sense?
You should be happy.
Okay.
I guess there were a few comments on this. You can't be law enforcement or work for federal agencies if you're a felon. Hell, you can't even work for ICE if you have bad credit. They're rewarding terrorists. I've been screened at least a couple of times when I worked for the Veterans Department.
Yeah.
And now as a census taker,
mm-hmm.
I was screened extensively.
Yeah.
You know, they ask you about your record and everything.
Right.
Speeding tickets and all stuff.
And
so these people who broke in to the Capitol. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
They were victims, as you know, anyway.
Oh, sure.
And here's another issue. With felonies on their record, white privilege... just to found another gear. So, I guess so. But that's
unbelievable.
That's because it's part of idiocracy. That's this is what the program is all about.
That's a good name for it because that's crazy.
But this isn't crazy. Finally, there's a little sanity in all of this.
Really?
District Judge Beryl Howell ruled using the powers of the federal government to target lawyers for their representation of clients and avowed aggressive employment policies, rather, in an overt attempt to suppress and punish certain viewpoints is wrong. However, it is contrary to the Constitution, which requires that the government respond to dissenting or unpopular speech or ideas with tolerance, not coercion. And the judge found that the executive order violates the First, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments of the Constitution when they, you know, went out and started targeting law firms and forcing, coercing them to do pro bono work for them. Yeah. Well, they expect to use that a lot.
I think they're already using it.
Are they what? Up to $1 billion in free lawyer services at this point?
Been over 200 lawsuits against the Trump administration since he took office. 200.
And the judge said this: if the founding history of this country is any guide, those who stood up in court to vindicate constitutional rights and by doing so serve to promote the rule of law will be the models lauded when this period of American history is written. So, it's one of those things, you know, if you stand up and you fight against something like this, you might even make it into the history books as heroes.
Okay.
All right. Why don't we get to John Stewart cut? Y'all set with that?
Sure.
I sure think so.
I thought you fell asleep.
I didn't realize if you were talking to me at first.
Okay.
All right. Why don't we check this out? Now, this is, I'm playing this because there was some confusion over the lightsaber colors that that Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump had in their hands. Now, you can't, what? You got to do this the right way when you're putting out these AI produced pictures of themselves as, you know, these fighters for freedom.
Right.
They had the wrong colors for the lightsabers. So let's check this out.
Dumb.
The volatility of nonsense, from consequential to truly disorienting, is unfathomable. While we're chasing Pope and Alcatraz stories, the Trump administration has gutted funding for America's food banks. They've hollowed out the FAA to the point where Newark Airport is basically inoperable and not in its usual way. And then there's this.
Health and Human Services Secretary RFK Jr. laid off nearly all workers at the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health.
The program offers monitoring and treatment for first responders and survivors diagnosed with 9/11-related health conditions.
Do you know how bad you have to be to make the lives of sick 9/11 responders worse? The Trump administration is now number two on the 9/11 evil power rankings. Al-Qaeda's still number one, but you're closing the gap. And trust me, there is nothing that you can do to distract me from making sure that those folks are going to get what they've earned from the government.
Absolutely.
The White House posting this AI image of a buff Jedi Trump to mark Star Wars Day on May 4th while touting his immigration crackdown.
I know I'm not supposed to get distracted, but he's not a f***ing Jedi in that picture. Do you understand? Trump is presenting himself as a Jedi, but his lightsaber is red. And the only way you can have a red lightsaber is by infusing its kyber crystal with the power of your rage and hate, thereby corrupting it into a vessel for the dark side. Therefore, every one of those photos that Trump is putting out there, he is admitting he's not a Jedi, but in fact, a Sith Lord.
Yes.
And there are always two. So the question is this. Why do I know all this? Well, I happen to have an extensive collection of Star Wars action figures. 30 to 37 of them, actually. Uh-oh.
That's more than $30.
Wow.
Some call them dolls. I call them friends.
That's good. Wow.
He nailed it. He nailed that red lightsaber.
That's
well, by the way, he said there are usually two. And there is. Hegseth came out with one, too. Elon Musk came out with one. He had a red lightsaber. Do they not know the colors of the saber?
Apparently not.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Even I know that.
That's amazing.
You know, of course, we had discussions about it. You know, when my kids were buying the lightsabers, collapsible lightsabers way back when, we had to get the right colors. Oh, man.
Yeah,
they knew who had what color. Mm. And it was crazy. Mm. But it all works out in the end, doesn't it?
I guess so.
All right. I got one more here, and this is a mind dribble. Okay, this is
mind dribble.
Yeah, this was brought up in the conversation, and here I can't remember this kid's name. He's really one of the great debaters, and he is a young guy. He's a Gen Zer, and he has a great debating style. And this is another web wisdom. He's in a debate with a very bad dad. So why don't we check this out?
Yeah, we're seeing it across every industry.
No, do we have that in there? Number 72.
That's is this an old 72, John?
No, this is a brand new. I hope you downloaded our audio
from
this
today.
Morning. Yes.
I did, John.
72 should be there. If it isn't, then it's still 72. On The Cloud.
That is what I just started playing.
Is it?
Okay.
Did you lose count again?
I don't know. Let's try it again. Let's try it.
It's going to be a different one this time, right?
We're seeing it across every industry, and you sort of made a little joke about it. Is it real or not? The vast majority of the time, what we're seeing is it is real. People are filming getting laid off. They're filming walking out. They're taking the snacks on their way out.
That's not it.
All right. Well, that's too bad. You know, I've been I got to say that I'm kind of angry about this because I've carried around with me for a week and a half.
And
this is the thanks I get.
Let me just say this.
Okay.
Well, this portion of the show is being brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. You can relax, John, on a Verlo mattress. You know, just sit back.
All right.
Let me just relax a little bit. Just lie down. We've got a Verlo mattress now in the studio. Why don't you use it here for a minute or two? But I tell you that one thing remains constant since 1958. They are still direct-to-consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Two locations to serve you better on the east side or west side, or go to Verlo.
I hear they're having a run on adjustable bed frames.
Unbelievable. Thanks to you. Yes. Good job. Coming back with more of John and Gordy in the morning for a Friday. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Joel's birthday today, John.
It is, yeah. I thought you were just celebrating the record amount of times I played this song on Q106. I knew I set a record.
You loved this
song. And I thought it's still in the record books. Oh, God. The request came in for this damn song. Billy Joel, one of my favorite artists. WMDX 92.7 FM. Mm-hmm. Ooh, are we having a wonderful morning so far?
It's fantastic.
We do have the Gen Z kid. That debate so well. Okay. We've got him queued up.
All right.
I know people were disappointed at my big buildup
a few minutes ago, but we'll get to that in just a minute.
All right.
Beautiful day today, highs in the low 70s, right now about 35 degrees. This portion of the show being brought to you by our friends at the Madison Hearing Aid Center. They provide passion over profit. They are driven by a passion to help people. Not just selling hearing aids, but setting them apart from the competition by improving quality of life through better hearing. They are family-owned. They're fast and flexible with their appointments. You can check them out at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com. There's an online hearing test there on their website to get you started. Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Bringing you this portion of the show. Want to remind you also that we are in the Free Ticket Friday Brewers giveaway mode here. There's a game coming up Friday, May 16th. We have a 4-pack of tickets to give away. This is a statewide contest. The keyword is RUN, R-U-N. Use the Civic Media app. Just download it from the Apple or Google Store. Find our station, WMDX, and send us the keyword, RUN, and you'll be entered, R-U-N.
You can always pull up the Civic Media app and text us your thoughts, like John in Middleton. Yep. He says, Sam, after working with John, you will be well prepared to teach. Patience is a gift, and you will need to thank John as you go forward. Well,
there you go. Thank you, John.
See, that's a nice way to put it.
I met him at the night market last night.
You did you really?
Good to see him.
All right. Well, why don't we play the cut that I'm so desperate to play? This Gen Zer debating a bad dad. Let's listen to this.
Okay.
You said you had more to say, so
You know, hopeful that this kind of mind dribble that you peddle onto people doesn't ever peddle onto my kids or the rest of the country and fall apart.
You know what you need to do, and I really hope you know the only way to make sure that this mind
dribble doesn't peddle. You don't need to tell me what I need to do, bud.
You know what? I don't genuinely want you to do it. Because I was about to point out that, like, the mind dribble that you are describing of mine is just, like, an ability to critically think, predicated on a foundation of education. So, I mean, are you basically telling us that you don't want your child to critically think? You don't want your child to be curious about what's true and false in the world around them. You don't want your child to have a foundation of a high level of education. You want your child to drink the Kool-Aid just like you. You are the problem of this country.
There you go. Sweet.
Wow. Drop the mic.
Shots fired, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, he's been a guest on Jubilee, debating 20 other people who oppose his ideas. I can't remember his name. Right. I wish I knew. He's a little older now than the earlier clip, but that's fantastic stuff. Love the stuff. The web wisdoms that we get here are just fantastic.
Yes.
Okay, now we're talking about the UK tariff deal, the much-touted tariff deal. It's not so cool after all.
Why not?
So let's play. This is economic professor Justin Wolfers, and he trashes this thing. let's listen to what he has to say about this deal.
But they're our 11th largest trading partner. They account for 3% of American trade. And if I took off all my shoes and socks and got 4 more people in the room, I'd be able to tell you that that leaves 97% of American trade are absolutely up in the air. Now, Laura, I want to tell you one more fact that will blow your mind. Mm-hmm. Go back 6 weeks ago. The average tariff the United Kingdom charged to countries around the world was 1%. So the best we can do is knock the United Kingdom down from 1% to zero, and it's already clear we didn't get them to zero. And along the way, the president is imposing a 10% tariff on the United Kingdom, making it harder for Americans to do business with trading partners over in the old Dart.
So why do you think he's announcing this with the UK? What is the game plan here to suggest that this is much bigger deal than you say?
The president's a showman. He's going to tell you that there's all sorts of wonderful things about it. This is a country with a king and a queen, and they are beef eaters and all sorts of things, but they're not remotely central to us. The other thing to realize about the United Kingdom, bless them, but they're sort of the guys who walked away from trade very recently. They're particularly looking for friends. You might have been at high school once and there was someone who told their whole group of friends to go stuff themselves. That's the United Kingdom. And once you do that to your friends, you very quickly go looking for another friend group, and you'll find that other friend group wherever you can.
That's right. Wow. So they turned down a lot of trade deals with Europe.
Hmm.
Yeah, because Brexit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're out on their own, and this is the kind of deal they swung. And by the way, I watched Stephanie Ruhle last night just before I went to bed.
Right.
And she talked about this deal, and she said it's actually a bad deal, really kind of a horrible deal for automakers in this country, because now we've got a deal with the UK to send their autos over here at just 10%, because the automakers in this country have to pay more for the tariffs for the parts they use. And their vehicle prices are higher, and now... The British vehicles will be lower. It's a what a wonderful deal. He is a master at negotiating these deals, isn't he?
Everything's upside down.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Hey, coming up right around the corner, Rocker will be joining us in about a half an hour with the Max Inc. preview. That's coming up after the news and much more on John and Gordy in the Morning. We got plenty.
We have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to be hawking our John and Gordy U.S. Pope cosplay game.
Yes.
So
Pope Leo.
Yeah, we'll be giving that away.
You know, I think he may be throwing out the first pitch at the Cubs-White Sox game, because they're both claiming him now.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's the latest. Yes. We're coming right back.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.